This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. military has launched an air assault on dozens of sites in Syria.
The U.S. military has launched an air assault on dozens of sites in Iraq and Syria used by Iranian-backed militias and the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. It is the opening salvo of retaliation for the drone strike that killed three U.S. troops in Jordan last weekend. The massive barrage of strikes hit more than 85 targets at seven locations, including command and control headquarters, intelligence centers, rockets and missiles, drone and ammunition storage sites, and other facilities. President Joe Biden says the strikes demonstrate to, quote, all those who might seek to do us harm that, quote, if you harm an American, we will respond. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
Hamas officials say that the group is studying a proposed ceasefire deal that would include prolonged pauses in fighting in Gaza and swaps of Israeli hostages for Palestinian prisoners. But the militants appear to rule out some of the key components. Senior Hamas official in Beirut said that the group remains committed to its initial demands for a permanent ceasefire. Russian President Vladimir Putin describes Moscow's military action in Ukraine as a battle for Russia's survival, as he campaigned for re-election next month.
Speaking at a meeting with arms industries workers, Putin declared that the vast majority of Russians support his course. He said if the public hadn't felt that way, nothing would have happened. We're doing what people expect us to do. He again argued that sending troops into Ukraine was necessary to protect Russian speakers in eastern Ukraine and stop what he described as attempts by Washington and its NATO allies to encroach on Moscow's vital security interests. Ukraine and its Western allies have denounced it as an unprovoked act of aggression. I'm Charles Villadesma.
And this is VOA News. After months of work, U.S. Senate negotiators have reached a deal on a border policy bill. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The bipartisan agreement on overhauling the asylum system paves the way for Senate leaders to now start working on convincing Congress to pass a broader national security package with funding for Ukraine, Israel, immigration, and other needs. That's an uphill fight. While senators are getting ready for a test vote on the package next week, Republicans in both the Senate and House have balked at border security policy compromises, with likely GOP presidential nominee Donald Trump a vocal opponent. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Britain's armed forces are underfunded, under-equipped, and face a recruitment crisis, according to critics, following a recent rare intervention by a senior U.S. official. Henry Ridgewell reports.
On a visit to London last month, the U.S. Navy Secretary Carlos Del Toro said Britain should reassess the size of its armed forces, given threats from Russia and China and the conflict in the Middle East. He urged other European allies to do the same. Meanwhile, General Patrick Sanders, the outgoing head of the British Army, warned recently that more needs to be done to equip and modernise the country's armed forces. Britain's army has around 73,000 soldiers, half the size it was 30 years ago. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
A truck loaded with liquid petroleum gas cylinders exploded in a depot and set off a late-night inferno that burned homes and warehouses in Kenya's capital. At least three people have died, 280 people injured. Two dozen people were in critical condition. A government spokesman says that a lot of people were home when the fire reached their homes in a Nairobi neighborhood late Thursday. Spokesman said that the injured were rushed to several hospitals to be treated. Firefighters were searching the burned area later in the morning, while a regulatory body said the gas depot did not have permits to operate in that area. For decades, India has focused its defense policy on its land borders with rivals Pakistan and China. Now, as its global ambitions expand, it is now the beginning to flex its naval power in international waters. That includes anti-piracy patrols and a widely publicized deployment close to the Red Sea to help protect ships from attacks during Israel's war with Hamas. Experts say a growing competition with China is at the heart of the shift. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.